Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Give you a chance to win some tickets to go see national champions shortly. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to defer here. EB and Bish are huge golf fans. EB's one of the foremost Tiger experts.
Thank you. I actually do think I am.
Tiger tracker. Do you ever figure out who that was? You had theories on who the Tiger tracker was?
I think the word is it's a group of people.
Oh, okay.
That's different than the Secret Tour Pro.
It's a consortium. Oh, okay.
I think the Tiger tracker.
Who's the Secret Tour Pro?
Don't know. A lot of people thought at one point it was the kid from Australia. What's his name? But it's not.
Adam Scott.
I don't know. People don't know.
No way, Tim.
But so Tiger had a presser yesterday because he has his hero challenge, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
In the Bahamas.
And he did an interview with Golf Digest. And I know Valdez has like three clips here.
Yeah, let's hear some clips.
You want to hear him? This is, I think, from the presser yesterday.
He looked right? jacked, Dynamic by the way. I'll say
look
that.
Big.
He looks
great.
He looked jacked.
He looks great.
I said it yesterday. I feel I'm lucky to be alive, but also still had the limb. Those are two crucial things, you know. So I'm very, very grateful that someone upstairs was taking care of me, that I'm able to not only be here, but also to walk without a prosthesis.
How realistic was amputation as an option?
What's that?
How realistic was amputation? Like, was that really
discussed? Yeah, it was on the table.
Think about that. When a doctor say it's a possibility.
I mean, it's very scary to think it was that serious,
right.
But
yeah.
It's incredible.
Sorry.
You think
is he a drama queen?
I'm a Tiger. I'm You're a Tiger expert. Tiger, listen, I'm sure that there was some level of conversation that, hey, if this doesn't heal right, this could go bad.
Right.
Tiger loves to talk about how down he is and then come back from the dead. It's like a wrestling bit for him.
He does, but this is another level, my friend.
I'm not a Tiger expert, but I have a theory, too, about the... I don't want to say it's a myth, but they always talk about he won a major on a broken leg.
Yeah.
My theory on that, and it's because fractures are technically broken.
He was in tremendous pain.
I understand that. I understand that. But a fracture, you can say it's broken, right? And he tore his ACL... Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, including when I tore my ACL, you get the readout and it says that you tore other ligaments. And like for me, I had a fracture of my leg.
Mm-hmm.
It was not broken like Joe Theismann or Alex Smith.
Well, nobody
but
thinks that.
Technically a broken leg. So I think Tiger probably had a bone bruise / fracture.
No, because
that
if
was
you watched it
up.
After every impact. He was in pain.
Well, just like think about
you can follow your drama queen.
No, listen. He's a little bit of a drama queen, too. Like when if he's playing bad, all of a sudden he's limping.
Right.
I mean, he's got a history of
it. Yeah, this is different. He fractured his tibia.
And
he's not 30.
In a heads-up matchup between Alex Smith's leg about to be amputated right. and Tiger Woods' leg about to be
trouncing.
Amputated.
It's a trouncing.
Take it, Alex Smith.
I understand that, but they're both very serious.
But the
injuries.
Reason why Alex was almost amputated is because of infection.
Sure. Yeah,
okay. No. Tiger had a compound fracture, and I'm sure it was a disgusting injury, and clearly it's a very serious injury. But Let me just say this. He's a freak. He's had five knee surgeries. The guy comes back. I know he's got more where he talks about here when he's going to play a tournament. Let's just play the clips, and then I'll give you my theory on the guy. Let's play the second clip where he talks about when he thinks he might play in a tournament again.
As far as playing at the tour level, I don't know when that's going to happen. Now, I'll play a round here and there, a little hit and giggle. I can do something like that. I certainly like playing from the USGA suggests, you know, play forward. I really like that idea now. I don't like that the tee's on back, so I like play it forward. Come on, let's move it up. Yeah, to see some of my shots fall out of the sky a lot shorter than they used to is a little eye-opening, but at least I'm able to do it again. That's something that for a while there it didn't look like I was going to. I'm able to participate in the sport of golf. Now, to what level, I do not know that.
All right, mm-hmm. Just to give you background, the last time he came, he had the dramatic stuff, and it was the back surgery, serious stuff, but he did have it from a surgeon who other players had come back from. He said 2 weeks before, didn't know if he'd ever be able to play again, and then he's hit stingers, and he's putting it out on social media. Next thing you know, he's out on tour. I don't doubt that he's not going to play full-time. I don't think he's been a full-time player for the last 5 years.
I can't remember if we talked about this on air.
And by the way, full-time for him is 13 to 15 events.
Yeah. I see him playing 6 to 8 events.
Okay. I can't remember if we talked about this on air or if I read this. And this might be a conspiracy theory, but some people posited that he was doing some of this stuff just to maintain the sponsorship money coming in.
Sure. I know John always has that idea, too. I think that it's golf is all he knows. I think he's super competitive. I think when Phil won the PGA at age 50, that inspired him. I'll take on all comers. I think he's going to play in the – I know Valdez and I were arguing about this the other day. Valdez doesn't think he's ever going to tee it up in a PGA Tour event again. I think he will, and I think eventually he's going to win again. I'm not going to predict a major,
right. But
I think he's only going to play the majors, and he'll pick 3 or 4 tracks that he always dominates, and he has some sponsorship ties.
Jack Nicklaus is so sized. His record is so safe.
The thing that I keep thinking about is he's had all of these injuries just mount and mount and mount.
He's had a billion.
And he's 45. He'll be 46 before he plays again.
Yeah, I know. He's old.
So I just think that's going to come back. I understand that Phil won at 50, but Phil has had no injuries.
Understood.
Zero.
Understood. Well, doesn't he have arthritis in his hands or something?
I've seen commercials.
He hasn't had surgery.
I don't know what he has.
He's had surgery.
Is that Jason, a cash grab? Right.
Hurt from grabbing all the cash.
Jason, you're right. And surgeries are they're traumatic and they're hard to come back from.
I mean, he's had 10.
He's an expert at it.
Maybe more than that.
He's also an expert at over dramatizing on some level. Like, it's always, man, I just want to be able to bend over again. I just want to be able
to pick my
kids up and kick the ball. It's always this. I've been down this road 10 times with Tiger Woods.
It's like a warm
I know, but the thing is,
amputation was on the table. What he doesn't tell you is the doctor said 10 different outcomes, and then they throw in, and there's a possibility of amputation if you have 25 infections like Alex Smith.
Yeah, Drab, you trying to say something?
Well, I take what you're saying with a grain of salt because you downplayed Alex Smith's injury. You said it was just a broken bone and bones heal once the infection goes away and he'd be fine. So I think in your mind, you think that Tiger's leg is going
to
heal perfectly.
I told you
fine.
Guys he was going to retire. I did tell you that. Go back to the tee.
No, hold on.
Alex Smith?
Yeah, I told you.
I'm the one
but he came back to play?
I said, no. I said when he was – after he was done, I said you thought he was going to come back and play. I said, no, he's going to retire. I told you that.
All right, hold on.
After the injury? I'm confused.
After last year.
Oh, well, nobody wanted him anymore.
Right. You guys said he's good enough. He'll play as a backup. I said, there's no chance. He's going to retire. I told you that.
Let me just say something.
You guys argue with me. I remember being in my office on Zoom. All right, we're going to terrible Zoom.
Do you need another hand to pat your back?
I mean, you guys all do it yourself.
Well, I'm going to pat myself. I broke the Alex Smith may never play again story. I broke that story. Okay.
Well, but that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that you dismissed the injury to a certain degree.
Hold on. You broke the story with my source.
Well, I had another source, too. Okay. I had two.
All right.
Okay.
I am patting myself on the back.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
How about a wee broke this story? Correct. A lot of I and me going on.
No, Cakes didn't have anything to do with that.
Cakes didn't really have anything to do with it.
Neither did I.
Hold on.
I don't break stories.
Compound fractures are very serious, but guys have come back from it, and I thought he would. Once the infection factor played in, all bets are off. all bets are off. And so I don't think Tiger has that issue. I don't think this injury is going to prevent him from eventually getting strong enough to be able to win. What I think the key to Tiger winning is short game. I think it's with all these guys is short game. It's not going to prevent him from having an excellent short game as long as he's practicing. He can practice. And I think he will win again.
Although he came back and his short game was about as good as cakes. Remember that?
Well, that was when he was on the painkillers.
Well, it was because of injuries. Well, he was on the painkillers because of injuries.
All right, now, if he's addicted to painkillers again, which I don't doubt, then that's a different issue. But
he's had so many injuries, I wouldn't be shocked.
Have we played the third clip? I don't think we even played the third clip. Where he talks kind of about when he'll be ready.
All right.
Best case scenario in the process of your recovery, and you can play pick and choose limited tournaments a year. How determined are you to win again?
Well, I got to be good enough to do it. Okay, so I got to prove to myself in practice that I'm good enough. I'll chip and putt any of these guys. But the golf courses are longer than just a chip and putt course. Okay, we're not going to be playing the par 3 course at Augusta, you know, to win the Masters. So I got to get a little bit bigger game than that. So I got, as I said, I got a long way to go in the rehab process to be able to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who wants to take? I'm betting on Tiger. He's coming back and he's playing on tour. On tour,
I won't,
playing the majors,
I won't necessarily
and
bet against
eventually he's going to win
I'll
again.
Bet you.
I agree with you. Why wouldn't he?
I'll bet you $100 right now he won't win again.
Bet.
All right. It's in.
Oh, silly $100 bet.
That's a big one.
By age 53. Just give me that.
Well, he's just win again. I mean,
good. Because he'll win.
Yeah. He'll lifetime. I think 53.
That's a fair bet.
Yeah, I think so. How old is he? 43?
45.
He'll be 46 in December. He'll be 46, I think, around Christmas.
Does a win with Charlie and the father-son thing in 3 years?
No. PGA Tour event.
I was going to say, what about something in Saudi Arabia or if he plays in the PNC?
No, PGA Tour event.
It's got to be a Corner Club approved event.
Tour event. Yeah.
PGA Tour event. Because you think he's going to come back on PGA Tour.
Yeah, PGA Tour event. I'm trying to think. When he played, I think they did have one event like an Abu Dhabi or something. Wasn't that a sanctioned event? It's something.
Well, it's for the European. It's for the European tour.
European tour. Yeah, I won't count the European tour.
What about the match? He comes back in the match.
No, I'll bet you. No. You know what? It's a sweat. I'll bet you $100. He doesn't win again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I will.
PGA Tour.
I will always bet on Tiger, and I know him so well. He's a drama king. Cake. So we don't say drama queen anymore.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Drama king.
Hey, we got head coach Peter Laviolette joining us coming up at 9:40. But right now, I'm going to hook up the callers. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two passes to the National Champions Advanced Screening at the Landmark Bethesda Row, which is coming up December 8th, 2021. It opens in theaters nationwide December 10th. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. But I want to tell you about PenFed. We love PenFed. Whether you're a platoon leader or cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.